Rebel Rebel, written by Faelican, read by Opalsong. Fandom Hockey RPF, rating explicit. Relationship Bo Bennett, Sidney Crosby. Also tagged for cross-dressing kink, lingerie, shaving, makeup, plot what plot, porn without plot, kink discovery, and friends with benefits. Bo was willing to bet that a lot of people's weird superstitions had started out like this. Something that had been a dumb bet or stupid competition in college or juniors. But then, fuck if they didn't score that night. So it became a thing. And since enough of them have weird fucking things they'd rather not get chirped about, it just becomes normal. Bo's thing with the panties is probably less normal than most, though, he has to admit. The guys in college had gotten used to it. They were the ones who made the bet in the first place, and they should have expected him to follow through. Bo wasn't the kind of guy to wiggle out of that kind of thing. But they had been a little weirded out at first when it became a regular thing. The WBS guys had chirped the hell out of him at first, but Bo kind of rolled with it, and then it stopped being novel, so they got bored. The show, though, that was different. It was the fucking NHL. So Bo left off. He didn't do it for the entire shortened season while he was up. He played like dog shit a lot, but he didn't get chirped for what he wore under his jockstrap. It was the playing like dog shit part that was the turning point. If Bo had to choose between staying up in the fucking show and having the whole league chirp him on the ice, he knew which one he would choose. Was going to choose. Has chosen, in fact. All that said, Bo probably could have braced himself a little better for the inevitable, which was Flower pausing in his rapid fire and unintelligible conversation with Tanger to grin like the cat that had caught the canary, and ask, in the most delighted tone possible, "Sunshine, are you wearing panties?" "What, you go commando?" Bo shoots back, because his mouth runs ahead of him and he's had a lot of practice coming back at this particular chirp. It's not until after he says it that he remembers where he is. The show, the Penguins' room. Sidney fucking Crosby is in the next stall. Fuck. "I don't wear women's underwear," Flower snickers at him. And Bo is just going to have to keep leaning in if he doesn't want it to be perpetual. He knows it. But Christ, knowing it and blustering through it are two different things when Sid is sitting right next to him. "Not everything fancy has to be for ladies. Treat yourself, dude." Bo tucks his thumb under the waistband of the silky black thong he'd put on this morning and stretches it out to let it snap against his skin. "Besides, my ass looks dope." There's laughter from the room at that, and some of the tension drops from Bo's shoulders as they move on to heckling Kneeler for his shit haircut. He's glad he was able to roll with it, let it blow over before it became enough of a thing that he'd never hear the end of it. Bo can feel Sid's eyes on him, though. He doesn't look. He doesn't want to see what Sid thinks of the whole thing. Because Sid has been fucking amazing, really. He'd like to keep it that way. So he throws his gear on and goes down the tunnel onto the ice and puts the whole conversation out of his mind, never to be revisited. Bo would die on the spot before he told Flower or anyone else that they aren't women's underwear. It's a feminine style. But now that Bo has the cash for it, he buys from a website that makes this kind of thing special for people who have, well, a need for more space up front. He got tired of his dick always flopping out in the front of them, was all. It's what he repeats to himself when he finds himself scrolling a little bit slower through the corsets and thigh highs and garter belts they also sell. He's got a superstition. It isn't a thing beyond that. Well, maybe it's a little bit of a thing. Bortz catches him on video walking around the house in a thong, and when he asks Bo what he's wearing, Bo can't contain the "just some panties" response that comes out of his mouth. Bortz is a fucking idiot and puts it on Instagram before Bo wrestles the phone away from him, yelling, and deletes it. It's too late. It makes the rounds on social and ends up in the team's group chat despite his best efforts. "Sunshine," Gino says to him, smiling deviously the next day. He drapes his arm around Bo's shoulders and pulls him into a one-armed bear hug, nearly crushing Bo's face against his chest. "Try to score more?" Bo struggles to get out of his hold, finally settling for digging his knuckles meanly into Gino's ribs, until Gino lets him go enough that Bo can stare at him for a second, trying to interpret Gino's wildly waggling eyebrows, before he catches the rest of them snickering in the background and shoves him off. He knows his face is turning red and wishes he didn't show a blush so easy. "I'm always trying to score more," he says, shouldering past Gino to his stall. He tries extremely hard not to look at Sid. If Bo wasn't sure if he'd seen the video, Flower clears up all doubts when he waddles over in his pads and practically shoves his phone in Sid's face, while leaning over Sid with a maniacal grin that Bo has learned to rightly fear. "I saw," is all that Sid says, calmly putting his entire hand over Flower's face to push him far enough away that Sid can get up and put his sticks over in the corner, next to Flower's, where they'll sit until he grabs them to bring them out onto the bench. So, if Bo has to mortifyingly embarrass himself in front of his captain, at least Sid is good enough not to fuck with him about it. He has to stop telling himself it's not a thing on Halloween, though, because Bo doesn't like lying to himself. It doesn't seem productive. The Playboy Bunny costumes had been Bortz's idea. He'd said partially it was because Twitter was so thirsty for them all the damn time, and partially because Bo could pull it off already. Bo thought he probably should have felt insulted, but he'd had a few beers when Bortz suggested it, and they'd both ordered the costumes before they sobered up. Now, Bo is faced with a costume that's basically like all the wet dreams he's tried to deny having. He rolls on the stockings, idly wondering how well they're going to stay up without garters. It shouldn't be sexy. Bo should feel like he looks ridiculous every time he catches half a glance at himself in the mirror. He doesn't, though, because of course it can't be that easy. Bo can't have been a fucking normal hockey player with a weird superstition about panties. No, he has to be whatever he is, whatever this is. Getting hard in a Playboy Bunny costume because he can't stop thinking about how hot he looks is not normal. He should have fucking told Bortz no when he suggested it. But that would have looked even more weird, since the whole room knows about Bo and his panties thing. Bo hitches up the stockings and tries to will his dick to behave itself. The corset is front closing, which makes it easy to get all the hooks and eyes where they're supposed to be. He has a pair of heels. He's pretty sure Bortz hasn't gone that far. But Bo is nothing if not committed. That he really hopes he isn't going to twist an ankle in. He steps into them and takes a couple wobbly practice strides. He should be okay. Should be. Except he still doesn't feel okay. He still feels turned on and like his skin is too hot and like every touch of cloth against it is sensitizing. He shouldn't have shaved his damn legs. But when he'd put the stockings on the first time, he couldn't get over how weird the hair on his legs looked, peeking up through the nylon. His skin feels so smooth under the stockings now, and every move he makes means he can feel it even more. He still can't keep from staring at his own body in the reflection of the mirror, and when he glances up, he sees seductive beneath his lashes. There's a knock on the door of his room, which has the advantage of feeling like someone threw a bucket of ice water on him. He can't have Bortz seeing him eyeing himself up in the mirror like this, and the cold fear of having someone actually find out how much this apparently turns him on is more than enough. He jams the bunny ears on his head from where they sit on the nightstand, and his dick is appropriately limp when he opens the door. "Jesus," is the first thing Bortz says, looking Bo up and down like he really didn't expect him to go through with it. "How the fuck do you look so much better than I do?" "Bone structure," Bo says, trying to make it breezy, trying very firmly to ignore the zing of pleasure that rolls up his spine from Bortz saying he looks good. It's not like Bortz means it like that. He grabs his phone and his wallet from the bedside table and then just stands uselessly with it in his hands. "Fuck, what did you do with your stuff?" "Tried sticking it down the front of the corset. I figure if girls do it, it should work, right?" Bortz shrugs one shoulder. "Didn't work, so I brought a backpack." "Pretty sure you actually have to have cleavage to put shit in your cleavage," Bo says. And they get out the door without any incident. It's fine. Bo is going to be totally, perfectly, 100% fine. It is fine, is the thing, once they get to the party. They aren't even the most outlandishly dressed there, even though their appearance causes a stir. Flower laughs so hard he slides out of his chair, hauling Vero with him. Vero, because she's a living saint of a woman, sits down on top of him on the floor. "The heels make your calves look very nice," she tells him, utterly sincere. Flower's face is turning red, whether it's from laughing or from Vero sitting on his chest. Bo isn't sure. "Thanks," Bo says, grinning at her. He and Bortz take a picture for Instagram, and that's about as long as Bortz's costume lasts. He's been complaining the whole time about the corset, about how he's afraid he's going to fall out of the underwear. "Because he's a wuss," Bo tells him. But Bo freely admits he's probably the only freak on the team with panties that'll fit his junk. And nobody wants to see Bortz's junk flopping around, so it's probably for the best. About the stockings that won't stay up. "I told you we should have done garter belts," Bo says, the alcohol making his tongue loose enough that it comes out without thinking it through. Thankfully, Bortz is too busy pulling his stockings up again to notice. "I'm going to change," he says loudly. "I brought pants in my backpack." "Motherfucker," Bo says, because he needs plausible deniability as to why he'll be the only one still in a corset. "You could have told me and deprive you of your chance to look pretty. We all know it's your most secret dream, sunshine." Bortz is grinning at him like it's the best chirp he's thought of all year. Which, yeah, probably true. Bo socks him in the arm as hard as he can manage after the four beers and some of Catherine's deadly punch. Ow, son of a fuck. Maybe we aren't going to have to get Rev to teach you how to fight after all. Bortz wanders off, rubbing his arm to change. Without Bortz dressed up with him, Bo feels even more aware of how he looks. Kathy has some of those decorative mirrors in the living room and in the hallway. And every time Bo catches a look at himself, he has to double take. He really does look good, but he can't keep thinking about how he looks good or he's going to have a problem in public. Fate, or Sidney Crosby, or the same thing maybe, depending on how you look at it, has other ideas. Bo is leaning against a wall near the flip cup tournament the boys have set up in the basement, nursing a beer. He's had too much punch already, and while they do technically have a day off tomorrow, if Bo doesn't get up and run in the morning, he feels out of sorts all day, and he's still got maintenance training and everything else. He blames the too much punch thing for not noticing Sid until he's right next to Bo. Sid is not fucking fair, is the thing. Bo has been trying really, really hard not to let any of his thoughts about his captain get inappropriate. But look, Top Gun was formative. The shirtless volleyball scene had kept Bo up at night the first time he saw it, and he'd gotten a huge poster of Tom Cruise's face to put up in his room, which was plausibly deniable because what red-blooded American kid didn't like Top Gun? It's really fucking lucky that Bo already went through his gay crisis before college. He thought he'd mostly gotten over the Sidney Crosby crisis, but apparently Sidney Crosby as Maverick is a whole different kind of crisis. So at least Bo is only having one crisis at a time, is the point. He tries to push through it. He can't pop a boner here after all. So he tries to seem like Sid came to stand next to him for the same reason Bo is standing there, watching Tanger and Flower curse each other out in French while they beat each other at Flip Cup. Sid, though, apparently isn't interested in pretending this is business as usual, because Bo can see him sliding looks over every few seconds. He's taken the aviators for his Maverick costume off and has them hooked in the front of his shirt, which really doesn't help Bo's situation. So, this is a thing for you, Sid says, gesturing at the corset and the thigh highs with their little pink bows. I mean, it's Halloween, Bo answers, attempting to play it off. It's good, right? Sid's face does this thing where he gets intense, where his eyes sharpen and his presence seems to just get heavier. Bo feels like he's being pierced through by a laser as Sid's gaze sweeps up and down his body. Bo has to fight hard not to jump when the backs of Sid's knuckles brush over his bare skin, then his fingertips. They rest on Bo's bare thigh, in the little span of skin between the tops of the stockings and the edge of his panties. You shaved, Bo says, his lips curling in a smirk that is way too sexy, to be fair. That's a little too far to go for a Halloween joke. This is a thing for you. Bo feels his breath stop and his heart start to pound, fast like a rabbit's. He feels cornered, but not in a bad way. It's more like something big is about to happen, and he can choose to stop it or fall over the precipice. He sucks his lower lip into his mouth and bites down, chewing until it pops free of his teeth, watching Sid's eyes go down to his lips before they rise back up to his face. Bo watches Sid's tongue come out to wet his lips, like he's mirroring Bo's movements. Then he leans in close. It's a thing for me, too, Sid says, not wearing it, seeing you in it. Oh. Beau can hardly breathe. His skin feels tight, prickling with goosebumps. Sid's dark eyes are hypnotizing, arresting, like the force of his gaze is pinning Beau against the wall. Do you like to look pretty? Sid asks, his voice still low. He slides the fingertips that are still on Beau's thigh under the edge of the stocking, pulling the elastic and then letting it go until it snaps. That little sting is enough to string all of Beau's muscles tight as a wire, and he can't pretend that it's anything other than it is, even if he tries. Beau feels like he has to gasp for air to answer. It's a thing. Sid leans in closer, but a burst of shouting distracts them both, and Sid turns to look over his shoulder at the flip cup table. Beau, feeling like his skin is going to catch on fire, slides out from under his arm and makes a hasty escape to the nearest bathroom, because he's rocking a semi and the panties don't hide anything. After the door is shut, muting the sounds of the party, Beau doesn't even think before he has his dick in his hand, leaning against the sink and trying to keep from making noise. His knees feel weak, and he can't stop replaying what Sid said in his head. It's a thing for me, too. Beau runs his own fingers over the spot where Sid had touched him and has to clench his teeth hard to keep from groaning at the memory of his hands. The door to the bathroom opens, and Beau's eyes fly wide. He scrambles to cover himself up without really seeing who it is at first. It's Sid, and he reaches behind himself to click the lock on the door. Anyone could have walked in, he says. And maybe from anyone else it would sound like he's being scolded, but from Sid it just comes across as a little worried. You ran off. I popped a boner, dude. You can't do that in public. Beau's boner, in fact, is not at all deterred by being interrupted. You could have said, Sid tells him, but his eyes are crinkling up like they do when he's trying to hide a smile. That really did it for you, huh? Jesus! Beau's hand is still around his dick, and Sid isn't making any effort to pretend he's not looking at Beau with his hand around his dick. It's kind of a recent discovery. The look Sid gives him is equal parts unimpressed and skeptical. You've been wearing panties in the room all year. That was a bet, Beau protests. And he's not sure why they're having this conversation right now while he has his dick out, but okay. Whatever. Sid is single-minded sometimes. If he wants to hash this out now, Beau will roll with it. I mean, it was a bet in college, and then I was scoring, so it stuck. You get it? Sid does, in fact, get that part, based on how he laughs a little and nods. He braces one hand on the sink behind Beau, caging him in, much closer now than they were near the flip cup table. Beau can feel the heat of his body now, and especially the heat of the calloused hand he wraps around Beau's dick, knocking Beau's hand aside. You look so fucking good, Sid tells him, his mouth next to Beau's ear, breathing hot over the line of Beau's neck until he shivers. Is that the part that does it for you? Showing off for someone? Having them tell you how gorgeous you are? Sid... Beau says, a little helplessly. Because how is he supposed to talk when Sid is stroking him off like that? His grip is just tight enough, the rough patches on his hands catching on sensitive skin and making Beau roll his hips into it. God, yeah, that's the part I like. The way those stockings make your thighs look. I saw you walk in on those heels, moving like that, with your ass looking like that. Like you're just begging someone to appreciate it. Sid squeezes the head of his cock as he comes up, and Beau's mouth falls open, only to have Sid's other hand clamp down over it. Shh, people can still hear us. bow groans into Sid's hand, his eyes scrunched shut. It feels so fucking good just to have Sid's hands on him, never mind the things he's whispering in Bo's ear. It probably shouldn't shock him that Sid is capable of talking dirty like this, because Bo knows as well as anyone that wholesome Captain Canada is an image Sid puts on. But that doesn't stop it from feeling illicit. Bo has a wild moment where he almost lets out a hysterical laugh at the thought of Hockey Canada coming to fine him for debauching a national hero. And it doesn't take long before Bo is hurtling over the edge, whining and coming. Sid's hand is covered in Bo's cum, and Bo's knees give out. Sid tries to catch him, but then doesn't because he's got one hand full of cum. And Bo ends up on his knees in front of him, and, well, opportunity knocks. He grabs Sid's hand by the wrist and licks over his palm, cleaning up the sticky mess. Sid bites his lip to keep the low sound he makes inside his chest, and Bo can tell by the tent in his pants that he probably wouldn't mind if Bo stayed down here for a little while. He sucks on Sid's fingers, his tongue chasing the last of the mess, and looks up at Sid through his eyelashes. "You want to?" Sid asks, his other hand going to the button of his pants. Bo hollows his cheeks around Sid's fingers and hums, just a little bit of vibration that has Sid yanking down his zipper and getting his cock out. It's a very generous cock. Nice shape, big enough that Bo is going to have to work to get it all. His mouth waters, and he lets Sid's fingers slip free before getting to work, licking sloppily at Sid's dick before he wraps his lips around it and sucks. "God, yeah," Sid says, like a long sigh winding out of him. He pushes his fingers into Bo's hair, but he doesn't grip and shove. It's so polite that Bo almost laughs with a dick in his mouth. But then he doesn't, because he's busy trying to get all of that generous dick down his throat. He's got skills, okay? He's going to show off. He moves his hands to Sid's thighs, bracing himself. And also because now he can feel the rock-hard muscles bunching to keep from thrusting down his throat. Fuck, he wants that. But he also knows that if Sid goes to town on fucking his face, it's going to look like he just got face-fucked when they leave the bathroom. So he swallows around the head of Sid's dick and tries not to get over-eager and choke himself on it. "You look good like this, too," Sid tells him, cupping one of Bo's cheeks so he can press his thumb in where it's hollowed, rubbing against his dick from the outside. "Makes me want to see what you'd look like with some makeup on." The thought hits Bo in the gut, his lips painted red, leaving streaks of lipstick all over Sid's cock, maybe some mascara to run down his cheeks, too. And he pulls off to gasp for air. "Just don't call me a girl," he says, not sure whether he feels more discomforted by the fact that Sid might want to pretend he's a chick or turned on at the idea of getting made up to look nice for him. He tries to make it light, but it probably comes out more serious than he intended, because Sid's thumb strokes over his cheekbone. "Not the part that does it for you," he asks. "Really the opposite," Bo says. He wants to lean into Sid's hand on his face. He feels like he could get hard again listening to Sid talk filth at him. So he should probably finish Sid off pretty quick if he doesn't want to end up with the same problem he came in here to solve in the first place. Bo catches Sid's dick in his mouth again and sucks him in deeper. He feels like he could close his eyes and stay here forever, on his knees for Sid and letting Sid have whatever he wants. It doesn't last forever, and Bo isn't sure if it's weird that he's disappointed when Sid's fingers tighten in Bo's hair and he comes in Bo's mouth. His thumb presses against the seam of Bo's lips where they're wrapped around Sid's dick, and Bo is starting to get that what Sid gets out of this is looking, being able to see Bo all messed up and disheveled. Sid puts himself away, and Beau climbs up off the floor, working the soreness out of his knees. The tile down there is pretty unforgiving. So, he says, a sudden rush of awkwardness filling up the air. One-time thing? Sid's face starts to compose itself into the kind of careful blankness Beau has seen on camera 1,000 times. If you want. No, if you want, Beau says hastily. I mean, I'm not going to say no to a repeat or like 1,000 repeats. I was just saying, Sid looks hesitant for the first time. I'd like to, again. Great, awesome. Beau's voice sounds a little high-pitched to his own ears. He's not sure why he seems to be freaking out now. Maybe it's a delayed freak-out reaction. He'll blame it on the punch. You want me to? He gestures down at the corset and the stockings, the heels that he kicked off when he was kneeling on the floor. Sid's eyes go over him again, lingering on the lines of skin that show between the corset and the panties, and between those and the stockings. It's not like I need you all dressed up, Sid says slowly. And Beau is starting to feel some kind of way about how careful Sid is being with all of this. I'd like to get you something, though, if that's okay with you. Beau opens his mouth to answer and has to swallow twice, because it and his throat have gone completely dry. Sid, picking things out for him to wear, dressing Beau up so he'll look pretty for Sid. It hits him like getting rattled into the boards. He's never thought of it this way before, but holy shit, yeah? Yeah, he says, echoing his inner thoughts, now that he's got the breath to do it. Yeah, apparently that's something I'm super into. Can you keep Borts from opening your mail? While Sid is talking, he reaches into the cabinet above the toilet and pulls out a washcloth, wetting it in the sink. Before Beau can move or say anything, Sid is carefully dabbing at the corners of his mouth and wiping the washcloth over his cheeks, cleaning him up. Beau feels his face go hot. Then his brain catches up with the question and he laughs. Of course Sid would think to ask that, because he's grown up with hockey players and knows exactly how much privacy they give each other, which is pretty much zero unless there's a sock on the door. I can keep his nose out of my mail, Beau says, still grinning. Just, you know, as long as it doesn't say men's lingerie across the front, I think I'll be okay. Places like that are usually discreet, Sid says. And then the gentle swipe of the washcloth over Beau's face is gone, and Sid is dropping it into the sink. I'll order you something, and you can come over to my place so we don't have to worry about you trying to sexile Borts. Beau had been worried it wouldn't seem real afterwards, but when Sid slips out the door of the bathroom first, it doesn't feel like a dream. Beau can still taste Sid on his tongue, can practically still feel Sid's hands on him. And they're going to do it again. And Beau finds that anticipation is buzzing under his skin already. He wonders what Sid is going to get for him. He smooths down the cheap satin of the costume corset, thinking about it. Sid seems like the kind of classy guy who's going to get him something nice. And something about that makes Beau's blood fizz, too, like he's got sparks under his skin. Borts only chirps him a little for disappearing from the Halloween party. But all Beau has to say is that he went home to get out of the heels and the corset, and Borts just starts bitching about how uncomfortable it had been all over again. So Beau is safe, and nobody suspects that anything happened. Beau's miscalculation comes from thinking that everything is going to stay at the same normal level between him and Sid. Maybe he should have thought of the fact that Beau in pretty panties does it for Sid, and having Sid admire Beau in pretty panties does it for Beau, and that they're both on the same page with this knowledge and have to see each other every day in the room. He doesn't see why he should change his routine, though, especially since the rest of the guys have, by now, swallowed the explanation that it's a superstition thing and would get weird if he stopped. So the next time he's in the room, dressing next to Sid in his stall, he's got a pair of flashy gold panties on, because they were the only thing clean this morning. "Christ, Sunshine, put that beacon away," Kneeler chirps him, rolling his eyes as he passes. "Team colors for extra luck," Bo says, and slaps his own ass just because he can. "I'm starting to think your mother dropped you as a child. I'm starting to think your mother tossed you in the woods to get raised by raccoons," Bo shoots back. He's got his socks on and his garters clipped and is bending down to find his hockey pants in his bag when he feels fingers on the back of his thigh. Bo freezes in place, bent over, as someone draws back his garter and snaps it against the skin. It takes all his willpower not to make a sound. He straightens up slowly, like nothing at all happened, and looks over his shoulder. Sid isn't looking at him, but he has a smirk tucked in the corner of his mouth that immediately gives away who the culprit is. Bo chews on his lip until Sid looks up at him, then lets it pop out of his mouth, the same way he'd done at the party, raising both eyebrows. Sid's eyes are glittering at him, amusement and something else all at once. And neither one of them pause in what they're doing. It sits, unspoken, anticipation crawling up Bo's spine. So Sid isn't letting him forget, but he isn't giving him any hints as to when whatever it is he's ordering might come in. Bo knows that fancy custom stuff takes time, and he doesn't put it past Sid to order something very fancy and extremely custom. He wonders if he should have subtly given Sid his measurements, then thinks that Dana probably has all his measurements, then has to think about stats for a while to keep from blushing at the thought of Sid asking Dana for his measurements. Dana would probably just give them to him, because it's Sid, and Sid is Dana's darling. Although, what exactly it is that Sid does to endear himself to Dana is lost between all of the anxious hovering while Dana fixes his fucking Franken-pads. But imagining the conversation is enough to keep Bo from popping inopportune boners. Bo can't stop thinking about it, though. He's jerked off replaying what happened between them in the bathroom at least a dozen times. And once that got stale, his brain started imagining newer, more interesting things. Bo can't dance for shit, but he has a really nice fantasy he entertains that involves stripping for Sid. In his mind, he shows up in what he usually wears. Jeans, a shirt that's probably Penguins branded in some way, a snapback. It's once he starts teasing the shirt up over his stomach that Sid can see the corset he's got on underneath. In his imagination, Sid's intense gaze is fixed directly on him, unwavering. The first time he indulges in that fantasy, he gets himself off before imaginary Bo even loses his pants. The next time he tries to slow down and tease himself a little, but the memory of the hot look in Sid's eyes is enough to get him to come way too fast. Bo isn't sure what it means that they don't hook up in the meantime, but he's also not sure he minds. The building of anticipation is nice, actually. Bo has never been seduced before, and it's fucking hot. Sid goes out of his way to touch him now, and lets his hands linger in a way that makes Bo shiver. In retaliation, Bo has stopped worrying about keeping his sexier panties out of the room. Lacy or strappy things that really emphasize his ass. He catches Sid staring more than once, and feels like his blood is fizzing through his veins for hours afterward. And it's not like they don't still hang out. Sid takes him out to lunch with the other WBS guys, same as he always did. He lays off the flirting in front of the other guys, too, which Bo figures is both a matter of course and kind of endearingly considerate. Bo wouldn't mind if Sid played footsie with him under the lunch table or whatever, but it's nice that Sid doesn't start something without asking. Almost. He can still be a shit sometimes, which is evident when he's out to lunch with Bo, Bortz, Dumo, and Ollie, and he brings up fucking corsets. It's not like he makes it pointed or anything either. They're just talking about what they've all been watching lately, and Sid, because he's a nerd, has been watching some History Channel thing on the turn of the century. It's actually pretty interesting, he's saying, earnestly trying to convince them that his dorky history shit is cool. The last episode I watched was about clothes and stuff. Did you know men used to wear corsets? Bo almost chokes on his chicken sandwich. He covers it up because Bortz elbows him at almost the same time. Guess you were born at the wrong time, eh, sunshine? It was Halloween, Bo says around a mouthful of chicken, trying to sound exasperated. Sid is sitting across the table from him, and Bo gives him what he hopes is a subtle eyebrow raise. Sid looks this weird cross of entirely too pleased with himself and maybe a touch concerned. So it wasn't just Sid being a nerd. Bo hides a smile in his next bite of chicken sandwich and waits until the other guys aren't looking to wink. The thing is, something about Sid choosing that exact thing to say, like he's trying to make Bo feel normal and not weird, makes him feel kind of soft and shit. Sid is a good guy. He's almost not even expecting it anymore when he gets a package on the front step of Bortz's place. He snatches it up and goes straight to his bedroom. He pulls out his phone, snaps a picture of the address label, and sends it to Sid with, "It's here?" He rips open the box before Sid texts him back. Nearly a month of anticipation has been way too much for him. He can't wait anymore. There's a smaller, flat box inside. It's black with gold lettering on it, and Bo can barely breathe as he lifts the lid off and digs the tissue paper aside. His phone rings when he gets the first glimpse of what's inside. He sees baby blue silk edged with white, silvery lace, and his heart is pounding before he picks up. Sid doesn't even say hi. He starts with, "I got the notification. It was delivered this morning. I just didn't want to say anything at practice." "Good call, dude," Bo says, laughing. "I would have fallen all over my skates the whole time." "I figured," Sid says. There's a smile in his voice. "Did you open it yet?" "Yeah, I like the blue." He rustles through the box. There are more pieces inside than Bo has ever worn at one time. Stockings, garter belt, panties, and underneath it all, as he pushes it to the side, the corset. "Are you gonna lace this up for me?" he asks, teasing. Well, he's trying to be teasing, but it comes out rough. His fingers are trembling a little as they stroke over the silk. "Come over and I will," Sid tells him, that smile still in his voice. "I haven't shaved," Bo says, realizing how weird that's going to look under the stockings. "It took me like an hour last time." "I'll help. Just come over." Sid sounds just as eager as he is, and Bo hangs up the phone with a grin spreading over his face. Sid hadn't said to wear anything before he came over, but Bo is a big believer in the art of surprise. He nearly trips over himself, kicking his shoes and his pants off. He can wear the panties under his jeans, and then Sid can help him shave and he can put everything else on there, and Sid can lace him into the corset. The thought of Sid doing that gives him some trouble when he tries to get the panties on. He's half hard and he glares at his dick. "Don't you fucking ruin this for me," he hisses under his breath. He's pretty sure Bortz is home and doesn't want to explain why he's talking to his dick. Fuck, he's losing it. He pulls the panties up and tucks his dick into them, adjusting until his chub is actually contained. Bo hasn't had an inconvenient boner since he was 19, before all this with Sid started. Sid makes him have inconvenient boners. He doesn't have a mirror in his room, so he has to kind of twist around to see how they look. The front is opaque blue silk, with a little white ribbon running through the waistband that ties in a neat little bow at the front. In the back, though, it's all white lace, shot through with silver threads. It makes Bo's ass look like a fucking present. He yanks his jeans back on before he can think about that too much, and his boner comes back. Bo carefully puts the lid back on the box before he stuffs his feet in his shoes and escapes out the front door, hopefully before Bortz realizes he came home. He's made the drive to Sid's house dozens of times for hanging out with the guys or when Sid decides to have a thing at his place for the call-ups like he does sometimes. This feels so different than all those other times. Bo is so distracted that he misses turns and has to double back, shifting around in the seat to feel lace and silk sliding against his skin. He's a mess all over again when he finally gets there, and has to keep taking deep breaths to keep from panting like he's overheating. In the rear view, he can see his face is so fucking red. Bo nearly forgets the box on his passenger seat and has to run back to the car to get it when he's halfway to Sid's front door. Jesus, he hopes Sid isn't watching him run around like a disaster from the front windows. Sid might actually have been watching him from the front windows, given how quickly he answers the door when Bo knocks. He's got something in his hand, a black case of some kind, and Bo's eyes can't help but flicker to it when he steps through the door. He can't think about it for more than a split second, because Sid puts his free hand on Bo's waist and leans in to kiss him. Several thoughts go through Bo's head when their lips meet. First is that he can't believe they haven't done this already. Second is, holy shit, his lips are soft. And the third thought never finishes forming because Sid licks at his lip and Bo is a fucking goner right there in the front hallway. It only gets worse when Sid's hand slides down his back, slithering under his shirt and slipping under the waistband of his jeans to feel what he's got on underneath. His fingers pause when they feel lace. And Bo grins into the kiss. Surprise accomplished. Can I see? Sid breathes against his mouth. And Bo nearly cracks their heads together, nodding. Sorry, he mutters. All the fantasies of stripping are absent from his mind as he pulls his clothes off, yanking and kicking until he's only in the panties Sid bought for him and nothing else. Fuck. Sid says when he's undressed. The look on his face is, fuck, Bo repeats. Sid is staring at him like he's devouring Bo with his eyes. He reaches out, teasing his fingers across the tops of the panties where they sit across Bo's hips. Bo makes a noise, and he'll deny it was a needy whimper until his dying fucking day. I got some other stuff. Sid says, the heated look on his face faltering for a second like he's unsure. What stuff? Bo asks. He realizes he dropped the box with the corset in it in his rush to get his clothes off and picks it back up, brushing it off like it had gotten dirty in Sid's immaculate front hallway. Makeup, Sid says, lifting the black case in his other hand. Only if you want. We don't have to... Dude, yes? Bo interrupts, clutching the box. He winces at how overeager he sounds. Yeah, I mean... I know you said last time that it's not about being a girl or being called a girl, Sid says, and his voice is so cautious. Bo feels his heart do some kind of funny squeezing thing in his chest and tells it very firmly to cut that shit out. So don't call me a girl. That doesn't mean I can't like the idea of leaving lipstick all over your dick while I suck it, Beau says, giving Dig the cheesiest wink he can muster up. It's honestly really fucking cute that Sid wants to make sure he's not stepping over any lines. But Beau has been thinking about that since Sid mentioned it. Sorry, I kind of look like a blonde woolly mammoth, though. I would have shaved if I knew it was coming today. Sid looks at him like he's still recovering from the first thing Beau said, his stupidly kissable lips parted as he stares at him, like Beau gave him a mental image he can't shake. Inwardly, Beau feels like he could puff up his chest and yell, "Sidney Crosby thinks I'm hot!" "It's fine. We can take care of that," Sid says, and Beau has to snap himself out of it. "Let's start in the bathroom, then." Beau starts to follow him and finds himself caught around the waist, reeled in until he's tucked against Sid's chest, and Sid is kissing him again. That's something Beau is totally chill with, since he could probably make out with Sid until the universe ended. "You look really good," Sid murmurs against his lips. He sounds painfully sincere, like he's trying to make up for only saying fuck the first time. It makes Beau go red in the face and all fluttery inside again, and he lets Sid grab him around the waist and tug him along the hallway to the master suite. Sid has him settle on the edge of the tub while he runs some water in the bottom. It's not much, just a couple of inches, enough to rinse off a razor. He gets out a washcloth and a can of shaving cream, and Beau watches him move, his heart rate settling into something a little more manageable. That only lasts until Sid goes down on his knees next to the tub, lifting Beau's foot into his lap. He wets the washcloth and starts wiping it over Beau's leg, wetting the hair and the skin. Beau feels his skin breaking out in goosebumps, a shiver traveling down his spine when Sid passes his knee and draws the cloth over the inside of his thigh. "Okay?" Sid asks, looking up at him. His thumb brushes gently over Beau's ankle where he's got it cradled in his lap. "Yeah," Beau says, and has to clear his throat. "Yeah, apparently this is doing it for me." "Yeah?" Sid asks, the grin creeping back across his lips, crinkling the sides of his eyes. "Yeah, just keep going." Sid does. Beau has never in his life thought of shaving and shaving cream as sexy, but Sid's hands gliding over his skin up to the inside of his thigh, over his ankle, it's hot. And not just the touch, the thought that he's making Beau look good for him, to see and look at and admire. "Hold still for me," Sid says, still making it sound like a question. Beau does, his fingers going tight around the edge of the tub when the razor first touches his skin. He's not worried Sid will cut him, he realizes. Sid is too careful, shaving with the grain, swishing the razor in the water. His grip is firm around Beau's ankle as he lifts Beau's leg to get the back of his calf, his thigh. Beau lets out a long, shaky breath. "Is it doing it for you? Making me all pretty?" "You're already pretty, Beau." Sid rises up on his knees, his hand planted in shaving cream on Beau's thigh, and nudges at the side of his jaw until Beau tilts his head. Sid's mouth on his neck should come with a fucking warning. "Your brain is going to be toast now, or something." "I like that you bought it for me," Beau says. "I like wearing what you think looks good on me. I like that you want to help me shave and put makeup on me. I want to be pretty for you." Sid kisses underneath his jaw. They've barely even done anything yet, and he's going to be so embarrassed if he comes in his panties before Sid really gets his hands on him. And holy shit, the thought of coming in his panties because of Sid should not make it harder not to do it. Sid pulls back. His mouth looks really red. Beau wants to kiss it, but he doesn't because he has one leg halfway covered in shaving cream, and if Sid doesn't finish, it's going to dry all sticky and gross. Sid probably has the same thought, because he bows his head and goes back to the gentle slide of a razor over Beau's skin. Sid wipes off the excess shaving cream with the washcloth, and then runs his bare hand over Beau's leg. Beau sucks in air like he's drowning. His knuckles ache, and he slowly makes himself release his grip and tries to breathe. Sid looks up at him. "One more pass on that side, and then I'll do the other one," he says. He keeps his hand on Beau's thigh as he talks, which Beau feels like should short-circuit his whole brain, but apparently just makes him blurt out questions. "When did you figure out this was a thing for you?" Beau asks, to give himself something to focus on that isn't Sid's hands on him. "Is it dressing me up, or looking at me when you're done?" "Both," Sid says, and Beau's plan to talk backfires as Sid's fingers travel up the edge of the panties. His fingers sneak underneath for just a second before retreating, but it's enough to punch Beau's breath back out of him. "I like thinking about what would look good on you, and then I like seeing you wear it for me. It took me longer than I thought to order because I kept thinking about how everything would look on you." Beau bites his tongue just in time to keep from telling Sid all the times he jerked off, thinking of stripping for him. Instead, he says, "I was gonna jump you if you snapped my garter in the room one more time, Sid. Jesus! Sorry I made you wait," Sid says, but there's that smirk on his lips again. They fall silent while Sid finishes shaving. Mostly because Beau still can't talk while Sid is sliding his hands over Beau's skin, smoother with every pass of the razor. By the time Sid is done, his legs almost feel like the silk he's wearing. "Okay," Sid says, sitting back. He seems like he's reluctant to take his hands away, but it's just to reach for the box they left on the bathroom floor and flip the lid off. He pushes the tissue paper aside and pulls out the stockings. Beau can't resist touching his own skin, feeling how smooth it is. Then Sid picks his foot back up and settles it in his lap, and Beau just about swallows his tongue when he realizes what he's going to do. Sid picks up one of the stockings, white with a shimmery silver fishnet pattern, and starts rolling it up Beau's leg. His skin feels so sensitive, it's almost like he can feel every thread of it as Sid rolls them on. The warmth of his hands through the stockings as he smooths them over Beau's legs is making his head spin. But that's even before Sid gets the garter belt out of the box and kneels up. He's right in Beau's space, inches from him, and Beau feels pulled forward by a string when he kisses Sid, catching that red mouth with his own. He feels Sid fumble while they're kissing, more silk against his skin, and then the tug and snap of garters. Sid is slow when he pulls away. His mouth is wet from kissing, and his eyes are dark. Beau licks his lips to chase the taste of him, hard in his panties again. He's not sure if the anticipation is actually going to kill him, but it's starting to feel that way. "Just stay there and I'll do this," Sid says, turning back to the counter. Beau lets his breath out slowly, running his hands over his thighs. "I'm not going to do much." Sid only has a couple of things in his hand when he turns back around. A tube of mascara and one of lipstick. Beau holds his breath when Sid kneels down in front of him again. He uncaps the mascara and looks like he's holding his breath too. "I'm just going to hold really still," Beau says, eyeing the wand. "I'm not going to poke you in the eye," Sid says. "Just look straight ahead and blink when I tell you to, okay?" There's something oddly sensual about it. Bo is frozen in place as the wand comes closer and closer to his eye. It feels a little strange on his eyelashes, and when Sid tells him to blink, he does, slowly. It's weird to feel something sticking to his eyelashes, and weirder to see them in the edge of his vision when he opens his eyes again. But Sid has this look of complete concentration on his face, a little knit between his brows, and Bo has to stop himself from shivering at the intensity. "That's good," Sid says. He fumbles, putting the mascara back in the tube, like he's eager, and pops the cap off the lipstick. "Open your mouth." This time, it's less questioning, more sure of himself. Bo can't help the smirk on his face before he does as he's told, his mouth open in a perfect O, holding Sid's eyes. He knows what he's doing. Sid knows what he's doing, too, from the way he slowly, slowly glides the lipstick on and doesn't tell Bo to close his mouth before his thumb is there, touching the corners, like he's rubbing excess away. But his thumb touches at the center of Bo's lip, pressing down just a little, and they both know what he's thinking about. "Okay," Sid says finally, and there's a little rasp in his voice that gives Bo a thrill, because he put it there. Sid turns to the box again, lifting out the corset. "Ready?" "I've been ready," Bo says, but his knees are a little shaky when he gets up from the bathtub. Sid draws the corset around him, holding it flat in place with the palm of his hand. "Hold here," he says, and Bo can't resist laying his hand right over Sid's before Sid slides it away. The panels of the corset are the same blue silk as the panties, except for the very front, which is white lace. When Bo looks down, he can just barely see his nipples through it, like a tease. Sid feeds the laces through the eyelets, his fingers brushing against Bo's skin. He feels like his sense of touch has been heightened, and just Sid's body heat and those subtle brushes of his fingers are winding him up so fucking much he can't stand it. "Tell me if I get it too tight," Sid says after he's got the thing threaded. Bo feels his fingers slide in between some of the laces, and then he pulls. The shock of it tightening makes Bo gasp. He lets the breath out, slow and shaky, and takes another one in. He can feel the corset against his skin, but it's only just there. "A little tighter," he says, and hopes Sid takes him seriously, even when he sounds like he's panting for breath. Sid does. He works the slack out of the laces. Quick, deft touches that Bo has seen 100 times when he laces his skates. He's had so many dirty thoughts about Sid's hands. Then he gathers the laces in the middle and pulls again, knocking the breath Bo regained right back out of him. Now he can feel the pressure on his sides when he breathes, a restriction making his pulse beat even harder. "There, I think." "Good," Sid says, and his thumb strokes down the laces, skipping over Bo's skin as it goes. He takes up the slack and ties it off, top to bottom. Then his hands slide down over Bo's ass, making him gasp, making the bones of the corset press against his ribs. Sid hooks the backs of his garters, and Bo sucks in a breath of anticipation that feels tight in his lungs. Sid pulls the garter back and snaps it, and Bo's breath rushes back out in a high little noise. Sid's voice is rougher when he says, "Take a look." Bo finally turns to look at the mirror. "Holy shit," he says, staring at his mouth when it forms the words. The lipstick is pink, but not a hot pink, more like a cotton candy color. The mascara is just enough to make his eyes look a little bigger and really goddamn blue. But it's the lingerie Beau is stuck on. The shine of blue silk and the glimmer of the silver threads shot through the lace. The corset is pulling his waist in, enough to really emphasize his shoulders and give a little curve to his hips. The garter belt helps with that, little flouncy ruffles on the hips making him look curvier than he is. "Oh my God," Sid. He smooths his hands down the corset, a blush rising to his face again. He looks, holy shit. "You look gorgeous." Sid comes up behind him in the mirror, crowding him against the sink, and slides his own hands up the lace front of the corset. He's not just feeling the silk, like Beau was. His hands travel with purpose, his thumb stopping to press over one of Beau's nipples, visible through the lace. He watches his mouth open on a gasp, drawn to the flash of pink in the mirror. He licks his lips, tasting waxy cosmetic on his tongue. Sid's eyes go to his mouth, too. They've been riding anticipation for what feels like hours. Is probably more like only an hour. And Beau feels like he's about to pop off. "You're underdressed," he jokes, breathless. Sid is in a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Not the one where the collar of the shirt has totally given up on him from being stretched out and chewed on, but the contrast is still obvious with Beau's boudoir look. Sid's eyes snap up to his in the mirror. His hands stop moving, one splayed flat over Beau's stomach, and the other rubbing a nipple under his thumb, like a thinking motion. It makes Beau squirm and push back against Sid behind him, wanting to know if Sid is as desperately hard as he is. "Wait here," Sid says, pulling away from him. Beau's jaw drops. "Fucking really, Sid?" But Sid follows it up with, "Don't touch while I'm gone. I want to be there when all this gets messed up." Beau's fingers feel like they lock themselves onto the side of the sink. "Holy shit," he manages, feeble, before Sid flashes him a smile that's almost shy, before he slips out the bathroom door. "Your stupid big mouth," Beau tells his reflection. He's panting, and every time his ribcage expands on a breath, he feels the rigid boning of the corset and remembers Sid's hands pulling the laces tight. His nipples feel so sensitive that even the slightest of movement dragging the lace over them makes his dick ache to be touched. He can hear Sid moving around in the bedroom. There's rustling and the sound of something opening and closing. Sid grips the sink harder until his knuckles turn white again, and he has to force himself to relax. He's never made himself wait this long for it before. But at the same time, he's pretty sure he's never been this turned on before either. It honestly doesn't take that long before Sid comes back, but time seems to dilate while his heartbeat feels like it's centered in his dick. Eventually, the bathroom door opens again. "Oh," Beau says, the word surprised out of him. Sid is in one of his game day suits, the blue one that Beau has always thought he looks best in. The shirt he's wearing actually has some kind of faint sheen to it in the pinstripes, a very subtle pattern. Beau feels himself start to grin, giddily. Sid put in so much effort for this. For him, he's even wearing a tie pin with the light blue tie he's picked. Not quite the same shade as the lingerie Beau is wearing, but close enough to be a conscious choice. He looks fucking hot, and Beau wants to climb him. "Better?" Sid asks, stepping up behind him in the mirror again. He nudges Beau's head to the side and mouths at his neck again, his hands resuming their wandering over the corset like he hadn't just stepped away to change into a wet dream of a suit. fuck, Bo is going to die. I was just joking, but, yeah. Yeah, you look good. We look good, Sid tells him, pinching at one of his nipples through the lace. Bo agrees, because he can't take his eyes off the picture they make in the mirror. The way the makeup Sid put on him emphasizes every little expression on his face. Come on, he gasps, feeling like he can never draw enough air in the corset. He kind of likes that feeling, constantly held breathless. You've got me how you want me. Did you want to mess me up? He can see Sid's face change in the mirror, see his eyes go dark and focused. His touch was light and teasing before, but now he slides one hand down the front of Bo's corset until he's cupping Bo's dick through his silk panties. Just like that, all the breath is knocked out of him again. His head tips back on Sid's shoulder, and he can just barely keep his eyes open to watch how he looks, how they look, while Sid is gently rubbing at him. He's still fucking teasing, but finally being touched feels so fucking good. You're already making a mess, Sid murmurs in his ear. His thumb rubs over the head of Bo's cock, where he's left a smear of dampness on the panties. I've barely touched you. Sid, fuck. I'll get there, Sid tells him. He makes it sound like a promise, a reassurance, and some of the frenetic energy in Bo's chest settles. You just look so pretty. I'd like to enjoy it first before I make your mascara run and you come in your panties. Sid, Bo groans, trying to roll his hips into Sid's hand. Every time he tries, Sid backs off, until finally he takes his hand away from Bo's dick to grip his hip, hard enough that Bo can feel the pressure of his fingers through the bones of the corset. Sid, come on, please. Bo breaks off into a yelp, but like a sexy yelp, he tells himself. When he feels Sid's other hand has wandered, his big, warm palm cups Bo's ass at first, but then he presses on the lace until he's rubbing over Bo's asshole. The sensation is melting Bo's brain out of his ears. The lace doesn't feel scratchy on his skin, but his hole is so much more sensitive, and the warmth of Sid's fingers behind it is indescribable. He's almost embarrassed at how easily he's falling apart, pushing back against the pressure of Sid's fingers and trying to press his whole body against Sid's. He finally pries his arms away from the sink and reaches back to clutch at the wrist of the hand that's playing with him so he can feel the flex of Sid's tendons. I'm going to work you nice and open, Sid tells him, with his mouth on Bo's throat. Then we're going to the bedroom, and we're going to see how good that lipstick looks on my dick. The sound Bo makes that time is definitely a whimper. It's not even plausibly deniable. He feels like he has ground to make up, like he's shaky in the knees and Sid is so smooth and put together. So he reluctantly lets go of Sid's wrist and pries his dead weight off Sid's shoulder. Slowly, so he can brace himself on his watery elbows and make sure he doesn't brain himself on the sink. He bends down and braces with his forearms, his face just inches from the mirror. Put your fingers in me, he says, doing his best to put an arch in his back and look tempting. He feels like it comes off probably more impatient than anything. But Sid is too busy cupping his ass in both hands and squeezing, so Bo figures it probably works either way. Sid spends some quality time just feeling up his ass, which Bo is just going to shut up and enjoy and not interrupt. Every time he gets more evidence of how hot Sid thinks he is, it works him up all over again. Slowly, Sid draws the waistband of the panties down over Bo's ass until it's resting snug around the tops of his thighs. Bo can't help but wiggle a little, missing the touch of Sid's hands already, and Sid immediately gets a big double handful of his ass and pulls the cheeks apart. Sid feels exposed, and his blush rushes back to his face. He cracks his eyes open to see himself in the mirror and is stunned all over again at how he looks, flushed under the makeup. Sid leans over him, his whole body covering Beau's, his suit rubbing against Beau's bare skin. Beau is too close to the mirror now to really see how they look in it, but he can imagine. Sid looking immaculate and fully clothed, while Beau has his panties down around his thighs and is squirming around desperately. He hears the cap pop on the lube, and the next thing he feels is Sid's slick fingers rubbing over his hole, teasing and pressing lightly for what feels like a fucking year before he starts to give Beau a little pressure. Beau gasps for breath, the corset squeezing his sides, as Sid just barely dips a fingertip into him before going back to touching gently. "Sid, come on!" Beau tries to urge him on by moving his hips back, but Sid just presses down on his back, more and more pressure, until Sid has to press his cheek down against his folded arms. Sid's weight pinning him down while he teases and plays with Beau's ass. "You look too good for me to rush," Sid says. He finally presses inside, one finger all the way up to the knuckle, and Beau feels himself clenched tight around it. "I like that face you make when you want more. I've been thinking about this too long to want it to be over already." Beau can't say anything back. Not between Sid pinning him and slowly fucking him with just one finger, until Beau feels like he's going to burst into flame. He's on the verge of trying to muster up the words to beg when Sid teases at him with another fingertip. "Yes, yes, Sid, fuck!" Beau whines into his elbow. He doesn't have enough leverage to push back, so he just has to take it. Excruciatingly slow, like Sid is having the time of his life watching his fingers slide into Beau's body. He could be, honestly. Maybe he gets off on making Beau squirm. The thought just makes him hotter, until he's starting to seriously worry if he's going to come before they get to any of the good stuff. Which is, of course, right when Sid pushes in deep and nails him right in the prostate. Beau bites into his arm, his thighs shake, and he squeezes his eyes shut so tight the edges of his vision speckle red and white. But he doesn't come. He says around the skin of his arm, feeling like he's melted into the counter when Sid backs off, teasing him with just barely enough penetration to feel like anything. Sid moves the hand he's pinning him with, sliding it around Beau's chest. He pinches at Beau's nipples through the lace as he goes. "I haven't even fucked you yet," Sid tells him. He doesn't sound like he's chirping Beau about how far gone he is. It sounds more like he can't believe how fucking hot it is that Beau is losing it like this. Beau manages to get enough coordination to roll his head around to the other side, where he can see Sid's face a little in the mirror. His eyes roam up the line of lace crisscrossing Beau's back, and then back down to the fingers thrusting in and out of Beau's ass, then meets his eyes in the mirror. His mouth is so red, no lipstick required, like he's been biting it while he drives Beau insane. "You should get on that," Beau manages, breathless. Sid pinches his nipple again, and the rest of his breath punches its way out of his lungs with a short, wheezing sound. "I could," Sid says, sounding like he's thinking about it. He pushes his fingers in deep again and twists, lifting Beau up with the hand braced on his chest again so he can hold Beau tight while he shakes. "Sid, for fuck's sake!" Beau sounds whiny even to himself. And he would cringe if he wasn't so fucking far out of his head right now. "I could seriously do this for hours," Sid tells him. And Beau stares at him in the mirror, his face pulled into a mix of disbelief and impatience. "I'm not going to, but I could." Honestly, if Sid hadn't already given Bo an exact picture of how this is going to go that Bo is already really, really attached to, he might not mind that. Sid's hands are goddamn magical. Right now, though, if I don't get your dick in my mouth right now, I might actually kick you. Sid laughs, startled, that scrunched up giggle that makes Bo's gut do a little flip every time it happens. He slowly pulls his fingers out and rolls the panties back up on Bo's ass, squeezing before he steps away. Come on, he says, and Bo follows him out into the bedroom. He sits down on the edge of the bed, letting his thighs spread out wide, and Bo gets a look at how much Sid's been wound up by all of this. Bo sinks down on his knees, looking up at Sid, his tongue rolling over his lower lip, which he sucks into his mouth before letting it pop free. It's the same shit he's been doing since Halloween, and this time Sid grabs his jaw, rubbing his thumb over Bo's pink, painted lips. Bo licks the tip of it, because he can and because he wants it. Sid really went the whole nine yards. He's wearing a belt, and the jingling sound of him unbuckling it one-handed as he slips his thumb into Bo's mouth to press down on his tongue has Bo rubbing his thighs together, trying to get some relief for the throbbing in his dick. Bo hears the teeth of a zipper sliding down and opens his eyes to see Sid take his cock out, his mouth watering at the sight of it. He must be dying almost as much as Bo is. The head of his dick is flushed red, and as Bo watches, Sid can't seem to resist giving himself a stroke. Bo lets Sid's thumb slide out of his mouth. I really, really want you to choke me with that. I can take it, I swear. Shit, Sid whispers, and Bo can see his hand grip tight on the base of his dick for a moment. It makes him feel a little better, that he's not the only one who's having to worry about coming too soon. You sure? Bo flutters his eyelashes, looking up at Sid through them. I thought you wanted to make my mascara run. Sid runs his hand over Bo's hair and cups the back of his head, scooting forward until he's just on the edge of the bed. Bo doesn't waste any time getting it in his mouth. Sid's grip on the back of his head tightens, and he sucks in a noisy breath. He lets Bo work his mouth down on the shaft until his mouth meets Sid's fingers. His eyes are already watering. His makeup is just going to run, and all that thought does is get him hotter. Sid slowly takes his hand away from the base of his cock. His thumb rubs over the hollow behind Bo's ear, almost like he's giving Bo a warning. And then he pushes. Bo chokes his way down. He belatedly realizes that Sid hadn't even pushed him down that hard, is basically just cradling the back of his head. He pulls back to catch his breath and slides his hands up Sid's thighs. He squeezes, letting Sid's cock push down his throat, hoping he'll get the hint. He does. Tightening his grip again and rolling his hips up as he pushes down, Bo feels tears squeeze out the corners of his eyes and roll down his cheeks as he gags and swallows and chokes on it. He's lost in it, feeling Sid's cock sliding on his tongue, opening up his throat. It's a lot. Sid is big, and he can't just let himself go limp and be moved. He has to work his jaw open and his lips tighter on the shaft. He rubs his tongue on the underside of Sid's cock the next time Sid pushes him down, and Sid groans, his thighs bunching under Bo's hands. His throat is amazingly sore when Sid finally gets a grip on his hair and pulls him off. Bo gasps for breath, corset bones squeezing his chest, and feels Sid's thumb rub across his cheek. He blinks his eyes open, a few more fat tears dripping off the lashes. Sid looks hungry. He looks Bo up and down, still rubbing his thumb across his cheek. And Bo realizes he must be looking at how the makeup has run, at how he's just ruined all his hard work. Beau swallows, his tongue coming out to lick his lips again, and glances at Sid's dick. There's a little smear of pink lipstick at the base. "How do I look?" he asks. His voice comes out as a used rasp, and that just makes him swallow again, to feel how good Sid stretched out his throat. "Fucking beautiful," Sid tells him, his voice hushed and low, his thumb stroking down Beau's face like he's following the line of tears. Beau leans into the warmth of his hand, waiting patiently as Sid traces the signs he's left all over Beau's face. He smudges his thumb against the corner of Beau's mouth, and Beau wishes he could see what his face looks like right now. Sid stands up from the bed and takes his suit jacket off. He unbuttons his sleeves and rolls them up to the elbow, then reaches up and loosens his tie, sliding it out from underneath the collar with a soft whisper of silk. Beau watches him, mouth watering, unable to get away from how fucking hot Sid is. Only a little unbuttoned except for his dick hanging out. He sits back down on the bed and scoots back, then pats his thighs. "Come up here." Beau is a little clumsy standing up, working the stiffness out of his knees and thighs. He climbs up on the bed, crawling up his body, unable to tear his eyes away from Sid's face and the look in his eyes. He straddles Sid's hips, bracing himself on Sid's chest, and leans down to kiss him. His mouth feels bruised, and Sid kisses hard when he's worked up, biting at his lips and sliding his tongue deep. Beau's hips move without him deciding they're going to, rubbing the silk of his panties against his cock. Both of Sid's hands go to his ass, squeezing again, and then he pulls Beau's panties down in the back, leaving them bunched around his cock in the front. "I want you to ride me so I can see you," Sid tells him. "Fuck yes." Beau sits up and reaches behind himself. Sid's dick is still wet with saliva, and Beau is still loosened up and slick with lube. He lifts up on thighs that are only a little shaky, and guides Sid in, a long moan of relief spilling out of him when he finally gets Sid's dick inside him. It feels so thick, and Beau lets out a long, slow groan when the head breaches him. Sid runs his hands along Beau's sides, down to grip his hip bones and then sliding back up his chest, his thumbs just flirting past Beau's nipples before he moves back down again. Beau takes his time sinking down on Sid's dick until his ass is resting on Sid's solid thighs and he feels overwhelmingly, amazingly full. He starts to grind first, just feeling the girth of it inside, letting it light up all his nerves before he flexes his thighs and lifts up to sink back down. He can feel every inch of Sid's dick when he does it, the head of it bumping along his prostate as he rocks back down, and he shudders. "Your dick," he says, panting. "Holy shit, Sid." Sid grins at him, a filthy smile. His hands wander lower than Beau's hips this time, around to the backs of his thighs, where he slips his fingers underneath the garters and snaps them against Beau's skin, then grips Beau's thighs hard and thrusts, jarring him on Sid's lap and sending his dick in even deeper. "Fuck!" Beau shouts, and reaches down for his own cock. Sid catches his wrist before his hand can get there, and Beau nearly glares up at him. "Not yet," Sid says. "I'm not done with you yet." That almost just makes Beau come anyway. The idea that he's here for Sid's pleasure, and Sid is going to drag it out as long as he pleases. Beau feels like he's about to burst out of his own skin. He wants to slow down, drag it out for Sid the way Sid is dragging it out for him, but he doesn't have the willpower for it. Not after being basically a hair away from coming for what feels like fucking hours. So he pushes himself harder, raises himself up with the strength of his thighs until he can hear their skin slapping together when he drops back down, until Sid's cock is pushing against all the best places, until he's making little noises in his chest with every thrust. He feels like he can't quite catch his breath, the corset straining against his ribs as he tries to suck in air. It makes him feel a little lightheaded, even without Sid's hands on him. When they wander up to his chest again, tugging at the corset, Bo feels dizzy, like his head is swimming. Sid works at it until he's pulled it down enough for Bo's nipples to just peek out. He pinches and rolls them between his fingers, and Bo fucking whines, because the feeling of bare, warm skin after being teased so long through the lace is just fucking nirvana going straight to his dick. "Sid, come on," he gasps, his back arched, pushing his chest into Sid's hands. Let me. "Not yet," Sid tells him, breathless. "Want to come in you first." "Fuck me," Sid says, half swear and half command. His thighs burn and he's losing the ability to maintain rhythm. Shaky and exhausted, but so fucking desperate to come, he feels like his dick is either going to fall off or explode. The silk of his panties is definitely wet now. Bo's been leaking so much, and they stick to him in a way that's both tantalizing and absolute torture. Sid either takes him at his word or finally reaches his breaking point, clutching at Bo's hips and driving up into him hard enough to punch Bo's breath out in little sounds. "You look so fucking good," Sid gasps out. He has a grip on the corset laces in the back, pulling it even tighter. Bo fucking loves it, the way it makes him dizzy and makes every time Sid slams into him knock out all his breath. Sid surges up against him and kisses him messy as he comes, his cock twitching, grinding up into him hard. Bo can feel every single motion of it, and he's going to go insane. He swears. But Sid's mouth on his keeps him from begging, and he feels pinned even though he's on top, from Sid's grip on the corset lacing. Then Sid lifts him up by the hips, letting his cock slide out, and pulls his panties back up in the back. Sid opens his mouth to tell him not to fucking dare leave it like that, when Sid's biceps flex and Bo feels an abrupt surge of weightlessness before he's tumbled onto his back and Sid is kneeling between his legs, his hands holding Bo's thighs spread. He looks as messed up as Bo does, his shirt wrinkled and his collar crooked, his pants hanging open around his softening dick. "Sid," Bo gasps out. He stretches his arms out over his head and arches his back and tries his best to look irresistible. Sid can't resist. He gets his mouth on the cut of Bo's hip and both his hands on Bo's ass before his fingers creep inward and he rubs the lace of Bo's panties over Bo's loosened, sensitive hole. It's too much for Bo to even think about hanging on. He feels Sid's cum start to trickle out of him, feels Sid's fingers rubbing it into the lace of his panties, and his whole body locks up, trembling. He's on a hair trigger as Sid sucks wet kisses along the line of the garter belt across his stomach. Bo loses control of his limbs, clutching at the sheets, his heels slipping on the bedspread. Sid's red mouth closes around the head of his dick through his panties, his tongue pressing over the wet spot Bo has made. Bo's thighs shake, his hands fly down to Sid's hair, gripping tight, and he shoots into the blue silk, and Sid's mouth, the wet spot spreading on the front of his panties until they're dark and sticky, clinging to his skin. He feels like he fucking blacks out, ears ringing and his vision spotting at the edges, his orgasm so intense it races through his whole body. Sid is still watching him, the same intensity still in his eyes, when Bo finally manages to come back to reality. He blinks down at Sid, feeling hazy and stupid, as Sid smiles up at him. "Gorgeous, Bo," he says, and moves up Beau's body until they can kiss again. The taste of Beau's cum on his tongue. Sid is solid and warm above him, and he still can't quite catch his breath between the corset and Sid's weight. It's enough to make his dick feel like it could get interested again. You should come with a fucking warning label, Beau says. All his limbs feel like wet noodles, and there's no way he's going to be able to change out of this or do anything about the panties that are sticking to him in unmentionable places. Sid laughs softly, rolling off of him. Beau just lays there, satisfied, and can't bring himself to care. It's Sid's fault he can't figure out how to brain anymore. Sid's hand strokes over the back of Beau's thigh. He unclips the garters, sliding underneath to get the back too, and then slowly rolls the stockings off his legs. Next is the garter belt, easy enough to undo and tug out from under Beau's limp, uncooperative body. Roll over, Sid suggests, nudging him in the side. Beau groans with the effort of making his arms and legs cooperate. He doesn't so much roll as he does flop. Beau feels Sid's hands on the laces of the corset next. As he tugs them loose, Beau can breathe easier, the pressure of the corset bones on his ribs loosening. It feels really nice to have Sid take care of him like this, undressing him the same way he dressed him. Beau only mumbles a little when Sid gets him to sit up so he can tug the corset over his head. He looks down at the sticky panties. These are so going to have to be dry cleaned, he says, pulling them away from himself in distaste. Can I use your shower? Yeah, of course, Sid says. I can put these in the laundry too. I made sure they were washable. Beau thought he was all blushed out for the day, but that makes his cheeks heat up again. Sid was planning to have him mess up his panties. That's really hot, man. Sid ducks his head with a shy little grin. Beau peels the panties off himself and groans as he gets up from the bed to stumble to the bathroom. He changes his mind as he's standing in Sid's bathroom on wobbly legs, the shower seeming like an impossible feat with how wrung out he feels. He plunks down on the side of the tub instead and starts to run a bath. While the water is running, he takes the time to check out the ruin Sid made of his makeup. It's not as pronounced as he thought it would be, but the lipstick is smeared around the outside of his mouth, and the carefully applied mascara has run. It really does look like Beau just got fucking wrecked. He kind of loves it. He's got the tub half full when Sid comes back into the bathroom. I don't think I can stand up, Beau tells him, gesturing to the water. Sid has buttoned his suit pants back up, but his belt is still hanging loose, his sleeves rolled up to the elbows. His eyes flick between Beau and the bath, and Beau feels his chest go warm again at the return of this Sid, who isn't shy but is cautious, who doesn't want to push. You want to join me? Beau asks, dipping his fingers into the water. I think the tub is big enough. Should be, Sid says, like he had that in mind when he had the house built. He might have. Beau is getting the sense that Sid likes to pamper the people he sleeps with, given how his shoulders seem to loosen up with relief and the pinch between his eyebrows goes away when he starts unbuttoning his shirt. The washcloth they were using to shave Beau's legs is still on the side of the tub. When Beau slides in, sighing in deep satisfaction at the warm water wrapping around him, Sid doesn't get in after him at first. He wets the washcloth and takes Beau's chin in a gentle hand, just like how he had back in Tanger's bathroom at the party. Beau closes his eyes and lets his breathing slow, relaxing into the touch as Sid starts to gently clean the makeup off. I don't know if I can get it all off, Sid says, his voice soft. I guess I should have bought you remover. Don't worry about it. He opens his eyes as the washcloth leaves his face. So the guys might see me with a little bit of liner. They've seen me in weirder things. Are you going to wear the ones I got you? Sid asks, sounding curious. But there's that sharp, heated interest in his eyes again. If you want, Beau says, grinning at him. It'll have to be an occasional thing, though. I've only got that one pair. It's leading, and Beau knows it's leading, but he can't help it. He doesn't think he could just do this once and never again, not when it was the most mind-blowing sex in his entire life. Not when it's Sid, who makes Beau want to alternately run through a fucking wall and fall down at his feet. It doesn't have to be the only one, Sid says, a little slow, like he's still being careful. Beau flicks his fingers in the water, letting his thighs fall apart. He's not going to want to go another round right now, but Sid has made him greedy. He wants a closet full of pieces Sid has bought him, and he wants to wear them all for him. Maybe he'll get to live out that stripping fantasy after all. Want to show me some of the other things you were looking at? The ones you almost bought before you settled on this one? Sid's smile takes over his whole face, and Beau's heart does that squeezing thing again. After we get out, we can do some shopping on the couch, eh? Sid slides his pants off, and Beau sits forward so Sid can get in behind him, pulling Beau back against his chest. He dozes off in the bath, drifting with his head on Sid's shoulder and Sid's hand around his waist, like he's cradling Beau against him. It's comforting and solid, and it feels safe. Sid nudges him awake when their fingers shrivel into prunes, and he wakes from his drifting, refreshed. I'll get you a pair of sweatpants, Sid says, a towel wrapped around his waist, while Beau scrubs his own towel over his hair. Your sweatpants will fall off of me. They're sized for your massive ass, Beau chirps after him as he disappears into the bedroom. Sid throws the sweatpants at his head. They are too big, and Beau has to pull the drawstring tight and roll up the bottoms a little. Sid already has his laptop out when Beau wanders back into the living room, and Beau curls up next to him on the couch. I thought about this one, Sid says, and Beau sees that he has like 12 tabs open and laughs. The one he's got up is kind of cool, with straps crisscrossing over the model's chest. It's a deep wine color. I'd look super pale in that, Beau says, and then starts imagining the contrast on his skin. From the way Sid is looking at him, he is too. Beau doesn't know how much longer he has in Pittsburgh, or the NHL for that matter, but he's a go-with-the-flow kind of guy. Wherever life takes him, that's where he is. And right now, he's here with Sid, his nose tucked into Sid's neck, smelling aftershave and clean soap and the faint undertone of sex. And that's a pretty damn great place to be. The end. Yeah! If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening.